KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett, and here are the stories we're following this hour. Republican lawmakers have shut down a legislative hearing about deaths in Alaska prisons. Perseverance Theater joined Capital Chat, and news about a unique cross-industry workforce development plan. But first, a presentation about a jump in the number of inmate deaths in state custody that included proposals for solutions was abruptly canceled in an Alaska legislative committee on Tuesday morning. In a vote that fell along party lines, Republican members of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee voted to cancel the talk prepared by the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska and former Department of Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams. The objection to the discussion hinged on a rule that legislative bodies should not discuss matters under adjudication. The state is a defendant in a wrongful death lawsuit. The refusal comes after a spike in the number of Alaskans that have died in the state's carceral system. Last year, a record of 18 people died in custody. This year, the ACLU of Alaska alleges 13 have died, though the state has accounted for only 10 of them. The story comes from the Alaska Beacon, written by Claire Strimple. Perseverance Theater joined Capital Chat. Grace Dumas has a story.
Ben Brown from Perseverance Theater joined Capital Chat this morning to tell us about the 40th annual Travel Raffle. The Travel Raffle is an essential source of funding Perseverance Theater, Juneau's beloved center for the arts.
Juneau has always been a very arts-rich town, but I think things shifted for the better 45 years ago in 1979 when Molly Smith and several of her colleagues founded Perseverance Theater, and we've been producing professional theater by and for Alaskans ever since.
You can purchase your raffle tickets and see potential raffle prizes on the Perseverance Theater website at ptalaska.org.
This year, because it's the 40th annual Travel Raffle, we wanted to have a little fun, so we picked the name of a play that we produced over our 45-year history, and the grand prize I thought was appropriate. This is the first play Perseverance ever produced. It was actually based on interviews and memories of pioneers of Alaska. It's called Pure Gold, and I thought that was appropriate because the first prize is two Alaska Airlines ticket vouchers anywhere they fly and $2,000 cash, which is a pretty golden prize if you ask me.
Buy your tickets right now to win all this and more. The raffle drawing will be held Wednesday, April 17th in Douglas.
And the Alaska Safety Alliance and the state of Alaska, with support from the Denali Commission, have joined to create a unique cross-industry workforce development plan to address critical labor shortages that impact every industry, nonprofit, government agency, and community in Alaska. More than 10,000 posted jobs are unfilled in Alaska today, yet the economy is growing. An estimated 5,400 new jobs will be created in 2024, and over 5,000 more will be created in 2025. Alaska is poised for over $20 billion in new infrastructure and resource development projects by 2030. An additional 20,000 new workers may be needed to complete those projects. The final Workforce 2030 plan will examine the current workforce landscape, project industry job growth, determine which occupations will be most in demand, and assess the potential labor demand from infrastructure and resource development projects. It will also analyze public employee labor supply gaps, trends in working age resident outmigration, state and regional training capacity, and ways to scale up education and training programs and develop new programs to close skills gaps. Coming up, a Delta flight over the weekend was cut short. That story next with Jordan Lewis when Local First News continues.
A Delta flight over the weekend was cut short after a panel behind one of the engines fell off the plane. The jet was bound for Amsterdam, but it returned to Salt Lake City on Sunday and landed safely 3 hours after taking off. According to information on a Federal Aviation Administration database, a part called a pylon panel behind the left side engine detached on takeoff. Pylons attach engines to the wings, and they are covered in panels that are not load-bearing but do improve the plane's aerodynamics. Delta is calling the incident a reported mechanical issue, and it's apologizing to customers for delaying their trips. Dr. Sarah Coburn was selected as the state veterinarian within the Division of Environmental Health at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She is replacing Dr. Robert Gerlach, who has been the state veterinarian since 2004. Dr. Coburn said in a statement, "I am honored to be selected as the next state veterinarian. I look forward to collaborating with the industry stakeholders, animal owners, and agency partners to protect animal health and support One Health goals." Current Commissioner Designee of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, Emma Pocon, said in a statement, "I am confident in Dr. Coburn's ability to fulfill the broad responsibilities of the Office of the State Veterinarian. I am also grateful for Dr. Gerlach for his 22 years of service to the state of Alaska." Dr. Gerlach will be retiring from state service in early May, and he plans to continue working with researchers investigating the impacts of environmental contaminants on Alaskan fish, as well as staying active in veterinary practice part-time. Alaska workers' compensation costs continue to decrease for Alaska employers amid improved workplace safety for Alaska's workforce. A study from the National Academy of Social Insurance, or NASI, said that Alaska's workers' compensation costs continue to fall for local employers. According to the study, Alaska's estimated workers' compensation costs decreased by 35.9%, the largest decrease in the nation. Other states seeing a decrease in the report were Florida at 33.6%, South Dakota at 31.8%, and California at 31.1%. The study said 47 states saw a decrease in employer costs per $100 of covered wages for workers' compensation. The report said the median decrease across all jurisdictions was 5%. Alaska had the fourth highest decrease from 2020 to 2021, with 11.6% decrease amongst Alaska's employers. On Good Friday, March 27th of 1964, at 5:36 p.m., violent shaking erupted without warning across south-central Alaska. The most powerful earthquake ever recorded in North America raged for nearly 5 minutes. The earthquake and ensuing tsunami took the lives of 118 people, and thousands were left in the snow without shelter, food, and water. To commemorate one of the most significant events in Alaska's history, the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management set up a website, ready.alaska.gov/64quake, with photos, videos, written stories, and podcasts that recount the events of that day. Director Brian Fisher of the department said, "The Alaskans who experienced this massive earthquake were forever changed. While time has passed, the memory of the event is still very vivid in the minds of these survivors. While we observe this important anniversary, we must also heed the lessons of that day and prepare for the next big Alaskan earthquake." And a major recall affecting some popular Subarus. ABC's Mike Dubusky is at the New York International Auto Show with more.
Just under 120,000 Subaru Outbacks and Legacies are being recalled. The issue has to do with the system that detects whether there are people in the car, which could break and prevent the airbag from going off in a crash. It affects cars made between 2020 and 2022. Subaru says its dealers will replace the affected sensor for free. From the New York International Auto Show, I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with local first news. I'm Jordan Lewis.